Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Toll Road Brewing Company at 101 West McKee in beautiful Ocoee, Florida, as we are continuing our look at some great craft breweries in Central Florida. Well, today my guests are Russ, Dwayne, and David, who are the owners of Toll Road Brewing Company. Guys, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today and for our last segment. And we want to talk a little bit about, you know, other things you do at the brewery, including entertainment. And we understand, Dwayne, that you have this trivia night that keeps popping up on my news feed. And that's very intriguing. Who's the best person to talk to about? I mean, who came up with the trivia night then?
It was just a lot of breweries do a trivia night. A lot of restaurants do it as well. So we got in contact with Tasty Trivia, and they host our trivia. They give us basically a quarterly schedule. We review it. If there's any themes, everything we do is themed. We tried general trivia, didn't get as big of a response. So they'll go over the themes. If there's something we want, a specific theme we want, we'll swap it in there. Every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, it's free to play. And the winner can win some either first, second, third place. You either get a 20, 10, or a free beer gift card. It's always a good time. Very, very busy on Wednesdays.
And you have also musical entertainment then here too, occasionally?
Every Sunday from 2 to 5, we have live music in the tap room. So, in addition to the food trucks that we have, also we have the live music every Sunday, and we may expand that to other nights, Friday night or Saturday night. We're still looking at that, but right now we're just doing it on Sunday.
Okay, here. So we want to talk, Russ, I guess we could talk to you about that. You have then the main tap room, and then you also have like a patio or an outdoor area here too then?
Yes, we have an outside cover patio with 3 full 8-foot benches, picnic benches, tables, and then we also have a wall bar that's set up outside with bar stools, and then we have a separate outside area with 3 more full-size picnic tables with umbrellas, and then out towards the back we actually have a full grassed-in area, so we have the makings of a beer garden that we haven't gotten to yet, but we're getting to it. But you know, you can bring your kids out, you can bring the dogs out, and you just let them run around on the back. We also have a big front area that we put cornhole out. So we have a lot of area outside to take advantage of Florida's outside weather.
And you have food trucks that come occasionally here or regularly?
We try and have a food truck here pretty much every day that we're open. It's always a different food truck each day of the week. And it varies between traditional burgers to a Vietnamese style, to French style, to we just had a Cuban truck yesterday. We have a little bit of everything every night.
Okay. And David, over there, so you could also bring in your own food in this place too?
Yeah, we have menus available for local restaurants. Pizza, we let people deliver pizza in. Ocoee Tacos right around the corner. They have some fantastic tacos, Mexican food as well. Any local restaurants, we let people bring in food so they can come and hang out and enjoy our beer.
Okay. Dwayne, we mentioned, a lot of, different entertainment and, a lot of different trivia, and you had your anniversary. So how did that celebration go? Your first anniversary that just last week then?
Yeah, last Saturday. It was pretty crazy. We never would have thought it was going to be as busy as it was. We had lines out the door, wrapped around the tap room from shortly after we opened till about 8:30 at night. Had a huge response, and it was pretty amazing to see everybody come out for that. We had a lot of specialty beers as well that we did, so it was a great time. And we had 2 live musicians as well that day. It was great.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, we're talking about the beer festivals, and so you tried to do a lot of them, and we mentioned that, so the next one, so there's not a lot in the summer then for beer festivals, Dwayne? Or
There are, but the bigger ones are usually in the fall.
Okay.
And that's just, you know, because of the weather here in Florida, so... A lot of them are in the fall. There are some throughout the year, but again, we have certain ones that, through going to a lot of the different festivals, that we like to participate in. So we kind of have a schedule of festivals. Like I said, starts with Windermere Craft Beer Fest, usually finishes up with like Central Florida Top Brewer or Smash Fest whenever they decide to do those. They shift the dates a little bit on those, but usually between October and February, March is pretty much festival season for us.
Okay, and before we go, we definitely want to talk about your social media here. So first of all, you guys have a website. Who's the webmaster here?
So we don't really have a website. It just redirects you to our Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
so
we
pretty much use Facebook for everything. Okay. I mean, we are in the process of building a website, but, you know, these days everybody uses Facebook. It's just much easier to put our events and our new beer tappings and everything right up on Facebook. But we're building out a website, our very first employee, our beer tender, Amanda, she actually does our social media. She does all of our posts for us now. So she's taken that responsibility over, a few months ago. So she does all of that for us.
So, Russ, so is it best that, you know, you have all that you mentioned, Joey mentioned, you have all your beers on your website, and those are all updated, so it's probably best to make sure if you, you know, there's a certain beer you want to check the website first, or?
Well, for the most part, we keep on the Untappd app. We are on that as a verified location. And within that, we actually have our live tap list.
Oh,
so we update that consistently. So if you say you wanted to come out today, you could pull that up and you could actually see exactly what we have on tap. Our social media, we usually put our new beer tappings. If there's something new that we're putting on, we'll send out a notification or a post on that through the social media. But mostly the Untappd keeps the updated list of our tap list.
Okay, and David, so, you know, we're talking about different beers. Did you do anything like for Christmas, or you do anything like an Oktoberfest or seasonal beers?
We do seasonal beers. We rotate some beers beyond our core beers. Like for our anniversary, we did six or seven different one-offs just for our anniversary. So we'll be doing more of that going forward, you know, special treatments. And then, you know, now that we've got our 1 year under our belt and we have our core rotation set up, we'll probably start doing more experimental stuff, more different varied styles. You know, we're trying to throw a sour in, you know, just some other styles that we haven't done before.
Pumpkin.
Maybe a pumpkin.
Okay, guys, I want to really thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful brewery here. And if ever anyone is interested, you know, especially like I talk about this, Dwayne, you know, and especially after growing, you know, going to Florida 42 years, sometimes you need one of those like relaxing days, you know, get away from the parks, you know, to get in just, you know, chill days, I call them. And, you know, coming here would be great. And so let's see, since I live here, I should be able to answer this question, how far we are from the airport. What, about 40 minutes or?
Yeah, it's about 35 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, I think more or less from Disney, we're just straight up the 429 from Disney, so that makes that nice as well. We're about 25 minutes or so, 20-25 minutes from Disney, so that's what everybody focuses on. Yeah. How close are you to the attractions? So not too far.
And do you get any people that come in and say, oh, I'm from Germany, I'm from Alaska? I mean, people say they actually are on vacation when they visit you?
Yeah, we actually had a couple that was here last night that was... They're staying at Disney, and they happened to get a hold of an Ale Trail map, and they said, you know what, we're going to get away from the parks, and they came out, and they went to Sun Creek, and they went to Crooked Can, and they came and saw us, because they can get right back on the 429 toll road and go right back to Disney. It was just an easy trip for them to make. So, yeah, we have that happen often.
Okay, guys, any final thoughts or anything else anyone would like to mention about this great craft brewery here?
I would just say come out and see us. We are closed Monday, Tuesday, we're open from 5 to 10 Wednesday and Thursday, right. 4 to 11 on Friday, 12 to 11 on Saturday, 12 to 7 on Sunday. So come out and see us. You can take stuff home. We got crowlers, growlers. We do flights. Just come out and check it out.
Okay, my guests have been Russ, Dwayne, and David from Toll Road Brewing Company, and you've been listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz here at Toll Road Brewing Company, 101 West McKee in beautiful Ocoee, Florida, as we're continuing our look at Central Florida craft breweries. And please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.